Arya stood in the shadows of the stairwell and watched him. She crept back down to the cellars without saying a word. When Whis found that she hadn't asked about the clothes, he yanked down her breeches and caned her until blood ran down her thighs. But Arya closed her eyes and thought of all the sayings Sirio had taught her, so she scarcely felt it. 2 nights later, he sent her to a barracks hall to serve at table. She was carrying a flagon of wine and pouring when she glimpsed Jaqen H'ghar at his trencher across the aisle. Chewing her lip, Arya glanced round warily to make certain Whis was not in sight. Fear cuts deeper than swords, she told herself. She took a step and another, and with each she felt less a mouse. She worked her way down the bench, filling wine cups. Rorg sat to Jaqen's right, deep drunk, but he took no notice of her. Arya leaned close and whispered, "Chisic," right in Jaqen's ear. The Larathi gave no sign that he had heard. When her flagon was empty, Arya hurried down to the cellars to refill it from the cask and quickly returned to her pouring. No one had died of thirst while she was gone, nor even noted her brief absence. Nothing happened the next day, nor the day after. But on the third day, Arya went to the kitchens with Whis to fetch their dinner.
"One of the mountain men fell off the war walk last night and broke his full neck," she heard Whis tell a cook.
"Drunk?" the woman asked.
"No more than usual. Some are saying it was Hallen's ghost flung him down." He snorted to show what he thought of such notions.
"It wasn't Harren," Arya wanted to say. "It was me." She had killed Chisic with a whisper, and she would kill two more before she was through. "I'm the ghost in Harren Hal," she thought, and that night there was one less name to hate.